We're going to hear now about a community struggling with a serious drug abuse problem. A lot of places here in the U.S. would sadly fit that description, but I'm talking about a town in Ukraine called Boryspil. It's a suburb near the capital, Kiev. Unemployment is high there, and as I said, they've got a lot of drug problems. Police officers in Boryspil spend as much as 40% of their time dealing with drug-related issues. Ukraine as a whole has one of the fastest growing HIV/AIDS epidemics in the world. One of the main reasons is intravenous drug use. In Boryspil, there is a program that's trying to help solve this problem. It involves social workers working together with the police. Photographer Misha Friedman recently spent some time with police in Boryspil and was able to see the drug problem up close. So you went on a ride with police in Boryspil, Misha. What do the police deal with every day? What did you see?
They deal with a disproportionate amount of basically drug use. For a town of only 60,000 people, I saw at least half a dozen different like dens and places in public parks and behind garages where it's not just kids, it's not just kind of vagabonds and whatnot. It's regular people before going to work, leaving their apartments, going behind the garage, shooting up, and then heading off to Kiev, to their place of work.
To be clear, Misha, we're not talking about eastern Ukraine where a war is simmering away. Boryspil is in the west of the country, as you said, a commuting city to Kiev. Do you find the problems in Boryspil and other parts of Ukraine, even around Kiev?
Very much so. Despite its proximity to Kiev, the problems in Boryspil are very representative of all of Ukraine. And it's incredible that it's so close to the capital. The problems do exist in the capital itself, of course, but, you know, it's a city of over 3 million people, so it's a lot more spread out.
What would you say is a typical police mentality in dealing with addicts, and how has this program where social workers are joining the police kind of changing that mentality?
2 years ago, after the Maidan Revolution, one of the first reforms to begin and to really, one of the first reforms to actually work in Ukraine was the police reform. This new police in Boryspil, I don't believe they beat people up, they don't extort, they don't go back to the practices of the people they replaced. However, they view drug users strictly through the criminal and administrative penal codes, which in Eastern Europe, still, they operate on the basis that drug users are first and foremost criminals because drugs are illegal. Therefore, if you're in the possession of a drug, you are a criminal. While a more modern Western European, North American approach is that drug users are first patients. They're sick.
I understand there's a local NGO that started working with the police and kind of trying to change the mentality that they should look at drug addiction as an illness, not a crime. What were these training sessions like? Because I know you went to one of them.
The goal is to improve Boryspil, is to make this town a safer place, not just for drug users, but for regular citizens, obviously. The feeling among social workers was that they really need to understand kind of the modern views on pharmacology, on HIV, on some basic harm reduction techniques that have, like needle exchange, like substitution therapy with methadone, that the policemen had no idea or had very limited knowledge about, is to explain all these services and if they awareness of these services and perhaps if some of the services are absent in Boryspil, police are powerful enough where they can lobby the mayor of Boryspil to install these services in Boryspil. That could have a chain reaction.
So do you think what's happening in Boryspil is in fact changing the mentality of the police, and could it be duplicated in other cities and towns around Ukraine?
I hope so. It's too early to say if the both mentality and actual steps will be taken, because I think it will require much more than one or two sessions with dozens of police officers. I see that there is interest on both sides, and aid workers discovered some things in Boryspil that they will investigate, and I hope the word will spread in Boryspil's police department and to other towns that there's this thing going on and it actually works.
Photographer Misha Friedman, thank you.
Thank you.
Check out Misha Friedman's photo essay from Boryspil. That's at pri.org.